From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Philip Morrison once rode in a car with the plutonium core for the first atomic bomb beside him. Morrison was a physicist who helped develop nuclear weapons, then spent the rest of his life trying to stop them from being used again. He was also an extraordinary educator and one of the first scientists to advocate searching for radio signals from extraterrestrials. Philip Morris died in his sleep on Friday. NPR's David Kestenbaum has this remembrance.
In many ways, Morrison's life was defined by the bomb, but his mind moved like a spotlight from one topic to the next. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with him in 1987. Morrison had just begun an educational public television series. Chadwick was amazed by a demonstration in which a small amount of oil spreads across a pond.
I think it's just a teaspoon of olive oil.
It's less. A fraction of a teaspoon.
And it spreads and spreads and spreads and spreads.
Yeah, it covers 200 square yards.
Yeah.
It's a fraction of an acre.
What is it that you demonstrate when you pour that oil on?
Try to get a measurement of the size of an atom. Because you know that an atom can't be any bigger than the thickness of that layer of oil. Because after all, you're not splitting the atom of that oil.
But some 40 years earlier, Philip Morrison had helped split the atom. He wrote an eyewitness account after the first test. He was 29 years old. Quote, at time T equals minus 45 seconds, I lay prone, facing zero, wearing ordinary sunglasses and holding in one hand a stopwatch, and in the other, the welding glass issued by the stockroom. After the bombs were dropped on Japan, Morrison was among the first scientists to go survey the damage. Costa Tsipas is a physicist at MIT, where Morrison later taught.
The actual physical experience of seeing Hiroshima and seeing the people that were burned and seeing people that were dying of radiation was something that apparently, you know, imprinted on him the horror of the invention that they had just completed. Hiroshima was the turning point in his life and focused him on issues of peace and arms control.
Morrison spoke out forcefully on the need for arms control. He was also often asked to speak at other gatherings on the search for intelligent life in the universe. Morrison co-wrote an influential paper in 1959 examining how aliens might most logically try to send a signal into space saying, hello, we're here. I asked Morrison about it last year. Do you feel like in your gut that there is life out there, intelligent life out there somewhere?
I don't know. I never thought I knew. But I think it's a good bet. There is what we call intelligent life out there somewhere, namely here. So what's been demonstrated can be repeated.
Morrison also worked on a variety of astrophysics problems and helped create a short film called Powers of Ten that slides from the edge of the cosmos down into an atom. In the 1970s, it was dizzying, revelatory. Morrison also wrote over 1,000 book reviews for Scientific American. Bert Singer, Morrison's stepson, says the house was full of books, and Morrison always seemed to know where each one was.
In the last few weeks, he asked for a book called Tables of Physical and Chemical Constants. And inside his head, he was playing with the idea of what materials you could use to build a piano with.
Singer said Morrison never had any plans to actually build a piano. He just wanted to think about it. A theoretical physicist at play. Philip Morrison was 89 years old. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.